Now to the battle against high cholesterol in kids. Faced with what health professionals call an obesity epidemic, some pediatricians are turning to tools which in the past have been used mostly to help adults. NPR's Patty Naiman has that story.
Dr. Carlos Lerner stands in the doctor's lounge at UCLA's pediatrics clinic, surrounded mostly by residents in training. Lerner's looking at a large graph with columns of hamburgers on top of hamburgers.
This is a graphical way to display the fact that we really weren't focusing sufficiently on the problem of overweight, and specifically measuring and recording the BMI on all our patients.
BMI stands for Body Mass Index, and it's a calculation of height and weight.
Residents often tell me, I think this child is not overweight or they're fine, and I ask them to actually calculate the BMI and to plot it on the charts that we have, and they're often surprised that they were actually meet definitions for overweight, even though visually we might think they look normal, because currently really being overweight is the norm.
And about one-third of the teenagers seen at the UCLA clinic are overweight, says Lerner, and so are lots of younger children. And being overweight puts these kids at risk of a host of related problems, everything from diabetes to premature heart disease and high cholesterol. And at UCLA, doctors are increasingly aware of that potential.
Really, the cholesterol wasn't on our radar screen until fairly recently as a commonly obtained test, and now it's become a fairly common screening test in pediatrics.
Cholesterol levels are routinely taken for kids who have a family history of heart disease or diabetes. But now, Lerner says, cholesterol levels are also taken for kids who are overweight or obese. And similar to adults, doctors get concerned if overall cholesterol levels top 200. They should be concerned, says cardiologist Greg Fonero, who runs UCLA's preventative cardiology program.
We really now have definitive evidence that heart disease can begin early in children and adolescents. There's evidence that cholesterol buildup in the arteries, that's the precursor for heart attacks occurring, the process we call atherosclerosis, can be seen in children with risk factors. And there is evidence now that that progresses over time and what ultimately can result in premature heart disease in these individuals.
Fonero points to studies of children who died prematurely of other causes. Autopsies show early lesions or fatty streaks in their arteries.
And you can see actually on autopsy specimens this fatty area in the artery wall that normally should not be there. As those lesions progress, they become the full-blown plaques that are the atherosclerotic lesions that, as they become more advanced, are the ones that rupture and cause heart attacks.
Fonero says that for many of the adult patients he sees in cardiac rehab, heart disease likely started as early as childhood or adolescence. For kids with high cholesterol, the first line of defense, says pediatrician Lerner, is as it is for adults, diet and exercise. The problem, he says, today's efforts to help kids lose weight and lower cholesterol just aren't good enough.
It would have to be not just a pediatrician, but what we would say a multidisciplinary approach. So there's a nutritionist involved, an exercise physiologist involved, some mental health component involved alongside the pediatrician. And it has to be an intensive program so that the child gets and the family gets support several times a week for several months or 6 months to really obtain the results that we want to obtain.
As it is, Lerner and colleagues work with what they have, talking to parents during yearly well-child visits, trying hard to convince them and their kids to change their diet, eat less fatty, fried, and fast food, and get out and exercise more. But if that fails, and after 6 months or so, if cholesterol levels are still high, then Lerner considers medication, the same type of statins to lower cholesterol, which are prescribed to adults. The problem, there are no long-term studies showing these medications are safe if taken for years and years.
And you're talking potentially, if we're diagnosing a 10-year-old with high cholesterol, do they need to remain on cholesterol medications for 60, 70 years? And we don't really have that kind of experience to say that this is something, first of all, that's valuable and that is safe, second of all. So this is uncharted territories, really.
Lerner says there need to be large clinical trials that follow kids for a long time, 20 or even 30 years, to make sure cholesterol-lowering medications are safe and even needed. Patty Niemand, NPR News.
For lots more recommendations on a range of health topics, the latest on everything from diet to cold medicine to cancer, go to npr.org/yourhealth.